Good afternoon. Everybody's awake. Okay. So I'll be giving I'll be talking about resources for small fruit research as a user of these databases. There are two databases for small fruits: the genome database for the Rosaceae, where all the data and tools for Fragaria and Rubus are held, and then GDV, the genome database for Vaccinium, where you find all the data and tools for blueberry and cranberry. And they have the same, since they have the same infrastructure, as Dori said, they have the same look. In overview, what I'll be talking about is the data for small fruits in GDR and GDV. And I will also have a demonstration on how to access the data and tools using examples from both GDR and GDV. The current data available for Fragaria and Rubus, of course, you know, in GDV and GDR, different types of data are available based on the data that's available in each of the crops. So for Fragaria and Rubus, we have all the available genome assembly in their annotations, transcript data, genetic maps, genes, germplasm and phenotypic data, trait loci, markers, pathway data, and synteny data. Also publications, it's not listed here. For Vaccinium, we do not have any genome assembly yet, that's coming. We have maps, genes, transcripts for both blueberry and cranberry, and germplasm and trait loci, and markers, and of course publications. There is no synteny viewer yet, and no genome, and no no pathway data, metabolomic data yet. More details about the new reference transcriptome data. It's not me. It's the bioinformatic team. I'm on the user end of this. So they have assembled all the publicly available RNA-seq data to create reference transcriptomes for Rubus, Fragaria ananassa, and Vaccinium corymbosum. So basically 7 billion sequences were distilled into usable data. For example, we use the reptrans data from Rubus to extract all of the genes that were homologous to apple, that were apple genes that were involved in sugar metabolism. So that's an example of using this reftrans Rubus data. And all of these were annotated by homology to known genes, and they're available to download and search and blast and do whatever you need to do with them. So you have the putative function of each of these expressed genes. And then the Rosaceae reftrans was mapped to the available genome. So strawberry was mapped to the strawberry genome assembly, and then Rubus was to the black raspberry genome assembly. Okay, so starting with an example for Fragaria, if you go to the major genera quick start, as you can see here, you know, you have, you have each genus here. So right now we're looking at the Fragaria genus to see what is there. Okay, I need to go to the... Okay, so once you click on the Fragaria genus, you get an overview page that has a summary of Fragaria. And then you see a region where you have all the data associated with Fragaria, and then the bottom region that has all the tools that you can use for Fragaria. If you click on the genomes under data, you find all of the genomes available for Fragaria and their annotations, and you can click on any one of them and then download them and then do whatever you need with them. And if you click on the genes, then you can search by many different categories, and you can get a list of whatever genes that you're looking for. You can click on each of the gene names, and it takes you to a different page that has the gene overview, it has alignments, analysis, annotated terms, if you click on the homology, you end up with a list of all of the genes that are homologous to it, to the gene that you search for, and as well as more detailed information about those homologous genes. Then, if you are interested in what's available in terms of SNP array, you click on the SNP array under data, you get the details about what SNP array is available. In this case, it's the 90K SNP array for ananasa. And then you can get more detailed information about the 90K SNP array. Under markers, you have different search views. So here you click on the marker search, and you can search by different categories, like the name, marker type, the ones that are mapped in species. Here we're looking at markers that are present on one linkage group in a specific map. If you click on the SNP marker search, you end up with the more details about the SNPs, like alleles, flanking sequences, the location, and you can download this table. Also in Fragaria, we have the Fragaria psych under tools to view the pathways. That's not available yet for Vaccinium, but once it's available, you can download it. For the Syntony viewer, it's something that I find very exciting. Here, this is the Syntony viewer that allows you to utilize comparative genomics in your research. So, for example, here we have a region in APL, a QTL region that is associated with soluble solid content. And then we have one in Prunus persica. It's syntenic to this region in APL. So using the syntenic information, we're able to identify a syntenic region in strawberry and target it to see if we have genes here that are associated with soluble solid content in strawberry, for example, or blackberry, and that's what we're using it for. This is an example of its use. So moving on to the GDV here, if you look at the header bar, you have different tools. If you click on the search, you have different categories of different search categories. We're going to search for QTLs. You go to the QTL search and you can search by species. If you put in the trait name, like in this case fruit weight, you end up with all of the fruit trait QTLs that are available. If you click on one of the QTL labels, then you get a QTL overview with the details on that QTL. Also, you have map positions and, you know, where it was published, the mapping population in which it was found and all of that detail. You click on the map positions and then you see the position of that QTL here, fruit weight. And you see the map viewer, which allows for easy viewing of the map regions and draggable zoom settings and defined feature colors, which is really fun to play with. So the plans for the future data and tools are to add new genome, map, trait loci, marker, germplasm, molecular diversity, and publication data as they become available. Add the new map viewer to GDR. Add the breeding information management system to GDR, and Xenia will be talking more about that. And at the end, I'd like to acknowledge the bioinformatics team and their hard work and their co-PIs, the Rosaceae and Vaccinium community for their support and data, and the bioinformatics community for open source software, and of course, the funding sources. And one more thing I want to say is that I find the GDR team extremely responsive to suggestions. Anytime I have an issue or I would like a solution to something, I contact them and they've been able to help me. And that's all I have. Do you have any questions? Oh, I zipped through it, huh? What? I zipped through it. Okay. as long as you understood what I said. Okay, that's reassuring. Thank you.